You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I think whatever happens here, Lee, we'll see a fair few goals. Watford can attack, can't necessarily defend. Southampton can defend and have looked dangerous on the attack as well so far this season. We've got the match result and both teams to score markets in there as well. Both sides 9-2 to win, with both teams to score. The draw at 3-1.
You mentioned Southampton can defend. I mean, they obviously, you know, last season it was all built on defence. But, you know, this season, rather worryingly, you know, they've conceded 5 goals already. They've got the second worst defence in the Premier League after just 2 games. You know, 3 at home, which was where they were, you know, the one of the best teams in the Premier League, them and Chelsea, the best 2 defences in the Premier League last season. But yeah, I think goals is definitely worth looking at. Really impressed by, you know, Watford, the way they play the game. I think it's, you know, it's entertaining. They went for it against West Brom to a certain extent, but didn't manage to get any goals. But that's against a very, you know, a very experienced, wise manager in Pulis, who knows how to go away and get a point at different places. I think they'll be open here, and I think Southampton will react as well. So, you know,
I'm astonished at that price.
There were a couple last week. That nap that I crowed on about at the start was one of the over 2.5s that I didn't understand last week, the Southampton Everton one. And they've done the same here again, 23-20 for over 2.5. I don't see Watford sitting back and defending, and I think Southampton will react to the way that Watford come at them. So for me, over 2.5 is no need to touch the result.
That can only be priced up on the fact that Watford drew 0-0 with West Brom.
And Southampton's previous good record.
But Pulis just makes his sides defend away from home, doesn't he? He just sits there and he'll have been happy with the draw there. So over 2.5 at 23-20 looks a bit too good to be true, to be honest.
The other thing that we know, Derek, is that the Europa League has generally an adverse effect on every team that plays in it, apart from your bigger teams who can cope with the squad depth. Which Southampton have lost 2 more players this summer. They've never done this before. I know it's a home game, so that's not too much, but you're still having to back up. And I know most of us think, well, I'd like to play 2 games of football in that space of time, but it seems to have an effect, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, maybe not this early in the season, but certainly, you know, come November and December. I agree with everything you say about goals here. It's one of those games you just can't see a nil-niller. But you mentioned the over 2.5 goals, 23-20, almost 6-4 is both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. Mm. Which, you know, I might have a little dabble on that.
Yeah.
I think the outright result is a tough one, isn't it? I mean, the draw is as likely as anything, and it's the biggest price. I'm against Southampton this season. I thought they were overrated by the bookies throughout last campaign. Nothing they've done this season has sort of made me think, you know, they're going to do much better. Watford could be anything. 2 draws, going to need a win soon enough, and I think they might just get it here, but I'd rather play on the goals. Both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at nearly 6-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.